Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Hogman Outdoors. Check out hogmanoutdoors.com for all sorts of useful hog hunting equipment and watch their YouTube videos. Well, folks, you know, we have come to the time of the year when the white bass make their runs above the reservoirs. That is, reservoirs with the healthy white bass population. Sand bass, we call them up here in North Texas. Lake Fork, I don't think there's going to be a white bass run because the lake is low in elevation. I don't think the white bass can get up in the creeks. And I always fish Fork. My buddy Jeff Rice got some land up on a creek on the upper end of Fork. And we have a ball just walking the creek and catching them big old spawning white bass. But probably not going to happen. That's not to say we can't, that the white bass do not spawn. They do out on windy banks and points out on the main lake. So fishing can still be good, just not in the creeks. We have a guest coming up, Mr. David Cox. Now, David has guided Palmetto Guide Service. Regardless of where you're listening, I bet you've heard of Palmetto Guide Service down on Lake Livingston. Well, David has over 30 years of fishing the spawn for white bass, mostly in the Trinity River there above Lake Livingston. We're going to talk about catching white bass in, you know, running water during the spawn. David, buddy, thanks for enduring my lengthy intro.
Good morning, Luke. I'm flattered. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh boy, as many people that are guests on this show, they think I tell them right off the bat, you know, I'm not Paul Harvey, and we're just going to be talking like we do around a campfire, and that's the way we do it. But you have, David. I don't know anyone that's got more experience fishing streams or rivers for spawning white bass than you. Over 30 years, right?
That's right, Luke. It's hard to believe, but I've been at it a long time.
You have. Well, and this is not a – I never – when I'm talking with guides and out, I never intend it to be a fishing report. That's not what we're doing. We talk about patterns, you know. But you've already been – well, we're into March now, but you've already been on some spawning white bass on the upper end of the lake and in the river channel, right?
Yes, I have. The white bass fishing has been kind of sporadic up here the last couple of weeks with all these pretty strong cold fronts we've had coming down. You know, during the warming trends, we've caught some fish, and then we'd get hit by another front, and they'll shut down.
Yeah.
But we've had some good days. I had a couple of guide trips last week when it warmed up. It was Tuesday and Wednesday. We did just really awesome. We caught some really nice fish.
It's so much fun, David. You know, getting in a stream, a creek, or in your case, the Trinity there above Livingston, you know, you float around some of those bends in that river, and you know, you're not obviously not the first human there, but you almost get that feeling. That's, you know, that's one of the allures to fishing the spawn in a creek or whatever, you know.
We were just talking about that the other day with customers. The white bass is just such a fantastic game fish.
Yes.
And, you know, I take people fishing that have literally fished all over the world, caught all kind of species, and the enjoyment of being up a solitudinal creek like that and catching some white bass on light tackle, you just can't beat it.
I know.
It's so much fun. They're in the deep holes now, not so much in the river. The river's... Well, back up a little bit. Lake Livingston's in great shape right now. The lake's at normal pool. The river's at maybe slightly under normal pool. The river channel itself at Riverside is kind of off color right now. And the clear water has been up in the creeks on the upper end of Lake Livingston. I haven't really fished the river this year. I wish it was good in the river, but it hasn't been. But that's okay, because if they're not in the river, they're in the creeks. And so that's where we've been fishing.
Yeah, you know, I learned that something from you years ago, and you know, talking about where to find the fish. If you got chocolate covered water in the river, I remember years back fishing with you, and you told me, you said, okay, well, just ease back into the mouth of the feeder creek till you get clear water. because that's what the white bass are going to be doing. They're going to be.
The Trinity is really volatile.
Yeah.
And when we get these rains up from up your way,
yep.
It brings that fresh water down. It muddies up the river. However, that can be good. If the creeks, we get a local rain, the creeks go on a slow rise, it mm-hmm. will absolutely stack the white bass up like you can walk on so many fish in the creeks. It's unbelievable. And this year, we've caught some big sows already, some big fish, a pound and a half, 2 pound fish.
Oh, yeah.
And, usually it'll start off a lot of little short males, and then the big females will come in. But every trip I've been out this year, we've caught some big females mixed in with the males.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's some nice ones.
It's just, into March here now, and then into April, it happens early, but it doesn't, it's not like the white bass run is not a 3-day event. I mean, it spills out over weeks.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand. One thing I want to speak on is everyone wants to know what day are they going to spawn. When's the spawn? And that spawn can last for a month.
Yes.
And I call it the peak of the spawn. But, I've caught white bass full of eggs in February. I've caught white bass full of eggs in late March. They're not on the same calendar.
Mm-hmm.
However, Luke, I would say the peak of the spawn here, when the females absolutely stack up, if I could pick one day, it would be around March the 12th or the 15th.
Right now, this is the peak. Yeah, that's it. Well, as far as a favorite bait and bait presentation, the way you present a bait, I've had excellent luck using Roadrunners. I mean, that's just they work for me. It's a bait that I use for catching them. But I've also you might remember the name Johnny Procell. Johnny was a well-known fishing guide up in North Texas, a good friend of mine. He passed away 5 or 6 years ago, but he was an awesome fishing guide. And he and I would go up in the East Fork. I used to fish with him in the East Fork Channel above Lake Ray Hubbard, which is just east of Dallas. And he would use a little soft plastic with a jig head, probably a quarter-ounce jig head. And we'd be back up in the jungle. I mean, that river is not many people get back up in there because the channel's hard to find from the main lake. Toss those little light jigs up near the bank and try to fish them parallel to the bank. That's what he did. And we used to hammer those things, but I don't know. I got away from the jigs because you will hang them up quicker than a Roadrunner. So what's some of your favorite baits? David?
Well, it's funny you mentioned Roadrunner because I got boxes full of Roadrunners.
Yep.
And I haven't used them that much over the years,
uh-huh.
the past few years. But, Roadrunner's always on my mind because it's a good bait. And that's funny, the Roadrunner came up because last week I just started throwing a Roadrunner because the fish were there, and we were catching some fish. I kept changing baits thinking, oh, my gosh, we should be catching them every cast. And I put on a little Roadrunner, and the small one, the one, I think it's the 1/8 ounce, threw it in there and immediately caught 2 or 3 fish, and it slowed down. I had a white grub tail on it. I took it off, and I put a green on there, and they went to hammering that thing. I don't know why white bass can be picky like that. I changed everybody over to it was an orange Roadrunner with a silver spoon and the green grub tail.
Yeah.
And I ended up fishing those rascals for 2 days. And, the second day, customers are thinking, well, this guy really knows what he's doing. But as far as baits, man, I catch white bass on all kinds of baits.
Uh-huh.
One bait that's overlooked a lot that is absolutely the number one white bass bait in the world for me is the shad, plastic shad body.
Uh-huh.
And we used to call them sassy shads. But it's just a plastic shad body, and fish it on a quarter-ounce jig head, just a quarter-ounce ball jig head, or a 1/8 ounce ball jig head. And a couple different size sassy shads, like the 3-inch or the 2-inch. Sometimes they get up the creeks, and they like the smaller one better. Actually, a lot of times I take the 3-inch and pinch it down and short it with my thumb nail and short it down and put it on a quarter ounce jig head so it'll drop down. And like you said, you can parallel the cut banks or throw up on the cut banks and let it fall. But one of the number one mistakes people make is fishing the bait too fast.
Yes, sir. Right. For sure.
And when the water temperature is down, hovering around 60 degrees or less, you know, a lot of people are excited about fishing and just want to fish too fast.
I know it.
Throw that bait out, let it fall down that creek bank, kind of bounce it.
Yeah.
Let it set on the bottom. I call it kind of keep your rod tip low to the water and kind of sweep your rod tip back.
Just work it slow,
And even sometimes I call it, I got all kind of names. Stop, drop, and pop is one of my favorite
Well, I can relate to that.
You can fish till your arm falls off and not get bit, but once you figure out the technique and what they want, you can pile them up.
That it right there is it. That sums up successful white bass fishing in a nutshell. There's another bait. We're about out of time, David, but another bait called Little Fishy. I have caught a ton of them. The tail is kind of jointed, you know, where the tail really wiggles, even at a slow retrieve. That Little Fishy, I've caught a million of them. David, Palmetto Guide Service. Most people, I dare say most people listening have heard of you, and a lot of folks have probably fished with you that are listening right now. But
I've had a great career.
You have a long, successful career. How do folks contact you, David?
Of course, I'm on Facebook now, pretty active on there. It's Lake Livingston Fishing Guide.
Okay.
Palmetto Guide Service.
Okay. Lake Livingston Fishing Guide, Palmetto Guide Service. Okay.
Of course, my website is just a phenomenal website. A lot of information about booking trips and a lot of stories on there and podcasts and articles that I've written over the years. www.palmettoguideservice.com. Or give me a call, 936-291-9602. I'd love to talk to anybody about fishing.
You can help them out. Thanks a lot, David. And folks, David Cox with Palmetto Guide Service down at Lake Livingston. If you want to do some spring sand bass fishing in the river or in the creeks, he's the man to call. We'll get you back and get a little report here in a couple of weeks, David. How about it?
Thanks, Luke, and thanks for having me.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking for real estate up around the Lake Fork and surrounding areas, I want to hook you up with my buddy, Mr. Paul Tibbett, with Signature Properties. Paul and his qualified team have all different types of real estate for you, lake lots, land, quality, luxury homes, you name it. You can check them all out online at easttexasluxury.com.